Mahomes? Yeah, Mahomes would be up.
I would love you to talk about Mahomes.
I don't think you're going to get enough guys to talk about Mahomes, but I'll jump in. I'll jump on that train.
Okay, let's jump on that train.
Yeah, he's, like, really good at football.
All right, everybody working up. Everybody's working. With that time, yours.
Nothing to get the blood pumping quite like a little emergency podcast, maybe a little 10-year extension, something over $400 million. That's right, it's a Time Czar's emergency pod as Patrick Mahomes is going to be in Kansas City officially for at least the next decade. Guys, I don't know what you think your lives are going to look like in 10 to 12 years, but I literally can't even look that far ahead.
So, as we have said before on this podcast, this was always going to be a done deal. It made no sense for Patrick Mahomes to even get under center, make a call in the huddle, unless he got a new deal. He will, for the foreseeable future, I'm assuming over the next 2 to 3, perhaps half of this contract, which ultimately is a 10-year extension on top of the 2 years that he already has because the team enacted the fifth-year option on his rookie deal, that he may be the highest paid player in the league for multiple seasons, which is unusual because with the salary cap, free agency, the ability for quarterbacks to make more guaranteed money over the last few years, it's always an expectation of, you know, 1 year it's going to be Matt Ryan, then it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, then it's going to be Russell Wilson. Now it's just going to be Patrick Mahomes until 2024 is my early guess. And so the number that had been floated to me, and this was like an hour before Adam Schefter for ESPN got the official news to break, but the number that I had heard was $475 million. So we know it's – look, we're recording this in you know, early, you know, I guess mid-Monday afternoon or whatever.
3:07 p.m. Central Time. I'm not trying to hide anything from you.
That's right, baby. We're breaking all the rules. So
yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out as best I can the structure of the deal, but it's going to be over $400 million. I think it's going to be closer to the $500 million than the $400 million, guys, which kind of leads my thought process of as to hearing, yeah, you know, somewhere around that $475, $450, and then it's going to be tied to a percentage of the cap in the future years, which I guess is the 10 part of the extension. So after the 2022 season, Mahomes will make, I don't know, 8, 10, 12% of the cap, and it'll never dip below that number. So it's setting a new precedent. It is historic. We kind of knew this going in, but for the Chiefs to do it this early in the summer, it's quite remarkable. And it sort of shows that Patrick Mahomes was always looking for long-term security, and he just got the longest secured contract in NFL history.
Seth, how are you feeling about $400 to $500 million 12 years from now, looking down the road to the next restructuring of the contract?
If Patrick Mahomes knocked on my door and said, Seth, I said, hey, Pat, how's it going? He said, Seth, the only way I'm re-signing with the Chiefs is if I can have your kids. I'd say, well, are you going to provide them a good home? Are you going to take care of them? You and Brittany seem like nice people. You guys going to go the distance? Going to provide a loving, stable, nurturing environment? And he said, yes, I guarantee it. You know what I'd say? I'd say fair enough, man. That sounds good. And then, further.
Where do I sign?
If Pat said, furthermore, and I said, oh no. He said, I'm taking Mrs. Minnesota Chiefs fan too. And I said, well, that's a little weird, Pat, considering the conversation we just had. He said, I know, but you can't question it. I'd think about it. I'd probably say no, but I'd think about it, guys.
The only thing I think you're lying about is that you would have to think about it. No, I mean, look, it's here's a question that just popped up on Twitter. How many Super Bowls do you think the Chiefs could win between now and 2031? Bye, Minnesota Chiefs fan. See you later. Like, that's – I got a lot of Super Bowls to watch. I'm going to be busy. That's all right. You take the kids. Weird situation you built there also, Seth. I don't know what's going on there. It's kind of a weird setup by you.
Yeah, so it's going to be – when it's all said and done, if, you know, we can play football in 2028, right? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes will make closer to around $500 million. Just like, this is just rough estimates, mm-hmm. but based on the way the cap's going to go up year over year, as we all assume, we are obviously hoping and praying that there'll be a vaccine for the coronavirus. If that indeed happens, hopefully everyone in America will fortify their health by sort of taking that, especially if you're in the back end of our longevity that we have as you know, as men and women on this planet. But ensuring all that happens, the Chiefs now know that they have the best quarterback in the league for over a decade, with the ability to, I'm sure, rip up the contract and maybe go get another one 4 to 5 years from now, which is what I always thought. I thought maybe that, you know, Chris Cabot and Lee Steinberg, Patrick Mahomes' agents, would go maybe in the more conventional route, with the understanding that, like, you're going to get two bites of the apple. But ensuring part of your salary to the cap, no matter where it goes, always is going to, one, make you probably the highest paid player on the Chiefs roster, mm-hmm. perhaps throughout the course of the NFL landscape. And it is essentially a baseball contract in a league that is the most abstract, clear difference from mm-hmm. baseball. It's a baseball deal, and I know one of his former teammates, Kendall Fuller, sort of said that on Twitter, but it's a baseball deal where you look at Mike Trout's contract, it is eerily similar to Patrick Mahomes's, other than it's just tied to the cap, and he's going to essentially always be comfortable with what he's making, regardless of how the league sort of shifts or changes, you know, 6 to 7 to 8 years from now. And for Clark Hunt, for Brett Veach, for Andy Reid, they have been very clear, really, since the middle point of last season, that this was going to happen. A lot of people in the organization told me he's never getting anywhere close to free agency. You think we're going to do a franchise tag? Get out of here. And now the situation has been put in place where Clark Hunt can go into any room, into any Zoom call with other NFL owners and just grin, because he knows his team is set for a long, long time in the NFL, which means not for long, except if you're Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Yeah, there were two things. One thing, I wish I would have tweeted it now, but I had a tweet typed up, and I've had pretty little patience for Twitter these last few days, so I just went, you know what, it's not worth it. But the thought I had was, hey guys, you know who would have, like, the most reason ever to sit out the 2020 season if COVID is a huge concern? The guy who's about to have a $500 million contract next offseason. I wonder if that's a conversation the Chiefs or Mahomes have had. And then he gets the deal done now, and so that all, you know, that all sets up nicely. The other thing is, I feel like it's unfair, but pretty much, I would say once every couple of months, Andy Reid in a press conference gets a question about, like, so coach, how much longer are you doing this? He, every time he's like, well, I'm still enjoying it. So could you please stop asking me? but the change in that today is that he's never going to have to consider ever coaching another quarterback unless Mahomes gets hurt for some length of time again. Like, not that was ever actually on the table, that he would go elsewhere, that Mahomes would go elsewhere, but there is something about it being completely set in stone. Mahomes is going to be here for the next 12 years, and like you said, Nate, this, we might do this again in 4 or 5, depending on what the inner workings of it are, what the percentages are. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are going to be a duo in Kansas City for as long as either of them care to be, which is such a cool place to be in. And I don't imagine that anybody right now is like, was doubting that, but now you know it to be factually mm-hmm. correct, and it's just kind of another gear for me.
Something interesting with regards to the length of the contract. Deshaun Watson supposedly is looking for like a 3-year deal.
Uh-huh.
And there's something to be said here about trust in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being willing to, even if it involves some re-ups or whatever, some whatever they got to do in the middle of it. I'm so curious. Like, I could not, like, I'm going to break my computer hitting refresh.
Yes.
Just like, just give me the details. But it's, it's just interesting to me, like the amount of trust that he clearly has, not just in Andy Reid, because I mean, Andy Reid might be around for that full 12 years. He might not. Not just Brett Veach. Now, Brett Veach is quite a bit younger, but you never know, right? But mm-hmm. like in Clark Hunt, in the entire thing, he's saying, no, you know what? I can make this happen. I trust things are going to be good here. They're going to put a good team around me. Like if Bill O'Brien, can you imagine the money he would have to offer to Sean Watson to sign for 10 years? It would be a lot.
It would be like a bit. It would have to start with the B. You'd be like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
You'd be like, oh, man, that's really sweet of you. But, you know, I might need to hit that free agency. So it's a cool aspect to it. Our colleague, man, is it Ranny or Rainy? I always get this wrong.
I mean, R-A-N-Y. Just go in for one of them.
Ranny. He pointed out
were you afraid of Jazarelli and so you got out of the way of Ranny? Our colleague Ranny Jazarelli, go ahead, Seth.
I feel real bad about that. He pointed out that...
Almost bad enough to learn how to pronounce his name, it sounds like.
Yeah, Ranny.
Jazarelli, go ahead.
Jazarelli. See, yes. I knew you'd help me out if I got to the other one. So, anyway, Dang it, you really threw off my concentration.
I'm just trying to help.
It's a testament to the greatness of Patrick Mahomes that no one even knows the conditions. Like, let's say that word just got out that Chris Jones was signed to a contract extension, right? A lot of people would be celebrating, but a lot of people would also be like, well, to what amount? Mm-hmm. And, like, whether it was 20 versus 23 million a year would be like the difference between some people's happiness and unhappiness about it. Whereas with Mahomes, everyone's like, we don't care.
Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
they could have handled him the golden briefcase from Pulp Fiction and no one would care. Josh, there's no way you're going to get that reference.
Is that the one where something's in the box?
No, that...
I know. I'm sorry. I know that one. I'm sorry. I knew that one, actually.
Gosh.
You know, one of us is a professional broadcaster, and the other two are just fathers who talk into microphones.
Would you like me to move on to the next portion of this? Because I got things that we should discuss here. I just want to let Seth land his plane. Seth is laying down roadblocks. I'm just letting him. I'm letting him drive through them right now because it seems like it's what he wanted to do.
I think my point is that it's pronounced Ranny.
Okay, excellent. So with all of the things we've laid out so far, there have been some reports that there's a percentage of salary cap that there is. Obviously, there will be a guaranteed number there. It's going to be at least somewhat fluid in that way. But is there here's what I think is interesting about this, Nate, where Seth mentions the number could have been literally anything. Could the number have been literally anything? Like what could have happened inside negotiations at this point that would have left us somewhere other than this point we're at right now, where it's 10 years and between $400 and $500 million over that time, with some assurances seeming to be locked in as far as percentages. I mean, were you surprised by it going 10 years? Did any of the numbers so far catch you and you think, oh man, maybe this negotiation went better than expected? Or is this the largest business going according to plan that has ever existed?
It's a little bit of both. It surprised me just because this came together relatively easy, right? There were no leaks. There were no back and forths. There were no like, well, we do this, he wants that.
What a great... I'm so sorry, but can you imagine being the agent here or being the, you know...
That's what I'm saying. Lawyer?
Right. I mean, how easy is for Lee? Just like, hey, guys, what's up?
No, seriously. Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
I mean, basically, and I'm trying to say this as nicely as I can to Clark Hunt because, yes, it is his business. His father founded the team. His father made the wise suggestion, Lamar Hunt, relocating the team from Dallas out of the shadows of the Dallas Cowboys to Kansas City, a untapped market at the time. I'm trying to say this as nicely as I can. Really, it's Clark Hunt negotiating with Patrick Mahomes, Lee Steinberg, and Chris Cabot. Like, that was the situation that was at hand. Because at any time that I've spoken with Clark, I've always said, hey, and this was going back to the middle of the 2018 season when it was pretty clear he was going to be either a front runner for the MVP or the MVP winner himself. And I said, hey man, you know, are you comfortable making him the highest paid player in the league? Because that's what we do with quarterbacks who are really, really good. Mm-hmm. And Clark kind of pushed it off, kind of suggested that, hey, we want to see where this goes. Obviously, he's in his first year. We know how the rookie scale is structured. And so, obviously, we're going to make that extension when the time is necessary after 4 years. And we'll just, you know, we'll just kind of see where it goes. And at no point did he ever say that it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. This was always going to be the case. And the only thing that they really negotiated over, I assume, and based on my understanding, is how much would it be tied to the percentage of the cap. And so, you know, that number has not been revealed, but it was whether the Chiefs wanted to do that. And from the Chiefs' standpoint, it's always advantageous if you know the player you're tying yourself to is, one, a legend, two, the quickest player to the Hall of Fame that we've ever seen, three, led you to your first Super Bowl in 50 years, and it's much easier for a team to make the precedent versus following the precedent. And so you can't forget that factor. If we have, you know, the Minnesota Vikings thought, well, dang, we got to give Kurt this money, but I mean, at least we can guarantee it now because everybody else's quarterback contract is going to be pretty close to being guaranteed or fully guaranteed in of itself. So it was easy for the Vikings to make that situation. The more you look at it, years removed, it's going to be the same way for the Chiefs, where if you're Dak Prescott, I mean, even if you're Kyler Murray, you're looking at this and you're saying, praise Jesus, Patrick Mahomes is a saint, and I just want to win too, Doc. It was a negotiation where, in a rare time, you know, maybe the last player to do this was Peyton Manning, honestly, where he became a free agent. And I know we've had that story on The Athletic where you can sort of read and explain that. No, it was really it's really being led by the player, which is so rare in NFL history. So for Mahomes, all that came down to was, hey, I grew up in baseball. I understand the value of long-term contracts. This is something I want to ask him whenever we speak to him via Zoom sometime soon. But I think the baseball background, the long-term ability, knowing that, like, the quarterback position is the most valuable, so it's not like they're going to move on from you anytime soon. You're just now entering the prime of your career. And so it's the longevity of a long-term deal and the understanding that you can use as much leverage as you possibly have. And the Holy Grail was basically tying yourself to the cap.
I am very interested to see what the specifics of the cap tying are, because even especially I mentioned briefly earlier, getting it done in this offseason, it makes this even more interesting to me, because we have had so many conversations about all of the different things that can be holding teams. And I mean, this is the only big contract that's been given out pre-pandemic or post-pandemic.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
This is the only one. And again, it continues with Mahomes being the exception to anyone else's rules because he's Patrick bleeping Mahomes. Like, we get that. But seeing all of that come together now makes me look back at the cap as being cap-tied was only a positive for Patrick Mahomes as of, you know, 6 months ago, whenever we were talking about that here and there. Now, there was a report from Albert Breer earlier today. It was more of an analysis than a report, I guess. But he was talking about how the NFL might be trying to flatten off the cap for a little while. Like, not even just borrowing from next year, but perhaps borrowing years down the road to try to keep everything stable, depending on how this year actually goes. And so that's the thing for me that I keep zooming back in on again, to try to figure out. My gut on it would say that the percentage of the salary cap thing will benefit Patrick Mahomes no matter what. Like, that if the cap stays, or if it goes down at some point next year or in the next couple of years, I imagine Mahomes isn't going to be making less. Does that make sense? That's purely speculative, but I would have a hard time seeing that percentage of the cap as a part of the contract structure be in place unless Mahomes is safe in terms of never taking a pay cut because the cap has gone the wrong direction.
Right. But it also, but I guess in some ways it's still incentivized a little bit, just because you have more security than the NFL player honestly ever should under the salary cap era. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I mean, when you really, you know, as we're all thinking about this, in like real time moment of real thought, which is why, you know, emergency podcasts are hilarious and fun to do, is like, the more I think about this, the more I'm texting folks, it's just like, it's really a no lose situation. Because the other thought here too is that, okay, Andy Reid is 62, I believe. Let's say he coaches another 5 years. Well, guess who's going to be at the negotiation table for the next next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs? It will be Patrick Mahomes alongside Clark Hunt.
That's right.
You know, we assume Brett Veach will probably still be there as well, given that he's one of the youngest general managers in the league and he's already accomplished, I don't know, more than half the league in terms of executives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if Andy Reid wants to do this however long he wants, and God knows he's great at this job, even when he moves on, even if he has a successor in place, that's going to be with Patrick Mahomes in mind. So even if the cap dips or it stalls or plateaus for a certain amount, Mahomes will be in a better situation than 98% of the league that doesn't play quarterback. So from an agent standpoint, I think it's understandable for them to say, well, if you want a long-term deal, let's really tie you up to it, with the understanding that every decision that's going to be made from an organizational standpoint will flow through you. And again, that is rare in NFL history.
Yeah, Andy Reid is 62, by the way, which does make him 6 years younger than Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll, which no one on planet Earth would just see Andy Reid and Pete Carroll and go, I bet Pete Carroll is 6 years older than Andy Reid. But I don't know what we're doing there. You know, I don't know. Is it
chewing
the mustache?
Gum can do Vitality. So much for you.
I just
chewing lots of gum.
I just think it's the mustache. I think we're going, ah, he's old. But regardless, you're right though, Nate. Like, even no matter what, God forbid Andy Reid does step out. Like, whenever Mahomes' next deal is coming up, he could sit there and just say, hey, Clark, it wasn't going to be you, me, and Brett. It'll just be me and whatever quarterbacks coach you're on at this point. I did have somebody tweet me and ask, so do you think Eric Bieniemy could be that next guy? If Eric Bieniemy has to sit for another 6 years or whatever with all of this and not get another head coaching job, I would be stunned. So I don't think that's going to be it. But it'll just be whoever the quarterback coach is, which at this point might be Chad Henne. Chad Henne might be the next head coach of the Chiefs, because it could be 8 years from now and he'll work his way up and boom.
Yeah, let's be real. I mean, Eric Bieniemy won't be here past the 2020 season. Again, if we have a 2020 season and people are logical with their thought processes in terms of hiring practices. Mike Kafka will be the next offensive coordinator, and he won't have a job for have a new job, 2 years after that. Yep. Yeah, who knows? It could be Chad Henne. It could be someone that we have not. I don't know. Maybe it could be Dylan McCullough, you know, the running backs coach Chiefs right now. So we know.
By the time it gets to Patrick Mahomes is like midway through this contract, if Reid retires, you have to remember that literally every other head coach in the NFL will be a Reid disciple at that point. I assume Belichick and Carroll will have retired by then, and all the rest of them will just all be guys from Andy Reid's coaching tree. So, you know, that'll be somewhat advantageous, I imagine.
This is maybe the most perfectly synced up ad spot of all time. We do have an ad, and I gotta tell you, look, if you've ever needed Roman, we're here to bring you Roman as the option that you may need. Right now, like, the future of the Chiefs is locked down for the next 10 years. I think you should feel pretty good about that personally. What about your future? What about your present? Welcome to Roman, everybody. These are uncertain times for everyone except for the Kansas City Chiefs, when you don't want to have to go to the doctor's office to get help for a medical condition. So if you're dealing with a condition like ED, you want treatment ASAP. See what they did there with the little abbreviations? I think that was GG by them. That's why our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital platform that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your own home. You're basically skipping the doctor's visit here. It's like you have a $450 million contract. You can just bring the doctor to you. It basically makes you Patrick Mahomes. He did not sign off for the use of his name in this ad read. Roman makes it convenient to get the treatment you need and on your schedule. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online visit, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And if the doctor decides the treatment is right for you, Roman's Pharmacy can ship you your medication with free 2-day shipping. We might still not know the contract details by that point, 2 days from now. It'll get there so fast. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor anytime you have questions or want to adjust your treatment plan. With Roman, there are no commitments, and you can cancel anytime, unlike Patrick Mahomes' contract. So if you're struggling with ED, go to GetRoman.com/time for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/time for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. The Chiefs handle their business. Why haven't you? That's not in the copy. They can have that one for free, though. Hey, Roman, you guys can have that one. That can be your new tagline. Nate, how are you feeling?
Good, man. I just, you know, I'm just trying to stay on top of this. There's just a lot going on, folks. I mean, I know I got to write a story that hopefully will be up by the time you listen to our emergency podcast. So, again, we appreciate everything.
I had to cancel
everything.
A haircut for this.
This is so true. You know, I was just having a nice morning after a 4th of July weekend, and I got some heads up from a couple people. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to understand this as best I can. It's just so completely expected and still like somewhat shocking because you're just trying to grasp it all. And again, for Chiefs fans, you know who your quarterback is for at least a 15-year period, right? 3 years already in the books, 12 coming at you. That has never been the case, and I'm thinking like historical. That has never been the case in the franchise's history, which is also another reason why the team may be more inclined to give a super, super long guaranteed deal. Like, they've never had Troy Aikman. They've never had Brett Favre. They've never had Peyton Manning. So, when you think about this...
with any other quarterback.
You see what I did there.
So, hold on. Yeah, they've never had a really great quarterback like Brett Favre or Peyton Manning. Go on.
Somebody look up the numbers of Troy Aikman's career earnings because I think in one day, Patrick Mahomes may have clipped it. Anyway.
Stop it. I'm not tweeting it. I'm not tweeting about it. I'm a coward.
Anyway, all I'm saying is this has never happened. So I got to look up some of the historical stuff from like Pro Football Reference. But like, I mean, who's the Chiefs' longest, you know, tenured quarterback? It might be Lynn Dawson, and I'm not joking.
No, it really might be. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. Do you want to hear career earnings over 12 seasons?
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I'm going to 12 seasons?
No, granted, you have to be in mind that there's inflation.
No, don't make it be
mindful. Okay, all right, back it out. Clear out.
Remember, 12 whole seasons.
12 seasons. I'm trying to adjust for inflation. I'm going to say like $55 million.
You looked that up.
Yeah, I got to it before you did. Sorry. 55 and a half.
Someone.
55 and a half, which explains why he's doing cameos for $750.
Someone is going to tweet that, and it ain't going to be me.
Nope. And don't tag me either. Don't tag me. I don't care.
I'm not tagging you in that. I have no intention.
No, I'm talking you, listener. Don't tag me in that bleep. That's your cross to bear. I'm not going to pay him $750 to record a cameo and send it to us. It's not worth it.
This is just, you know, Schefter, who clearly...
I can get Wade Phillips on cameo for $100. I would rather have Wade Phillips talk to me 7.5 times as long as Troy Aikman for that price.
I don't know if that's how that works. Maybe.
I get 7 of them. I could just have Wade read a script.
7 times? Yeah. So... Adam Schefter made a really good point on Twitter. He talks about, you know, there were 2 years left on the existing deal that would have been about $27.6 million total, right? Because you have that giant fifth year. And so if his 10-year extension is worth over $400 million, which, Nate, you basically just confirmed, it's like, well, it's going to be up there.
Yeah, it's eclipsing Mike Trout's deal. So it is going to be the largest contract ever in North American sports history.
Yeah, ever. It just – this is – in Kansas City, this is happening. This just blows my mind. No one will have... We talked about trust earlier. Think of the trust the organization has in Mahomes, too. Mm-hmm. Because not just to play great, because I think that's kind of a given. They've seen it. You know, the trust, okay, he's going to keep working. This guy wants to be the best ever. He's made that really clear. His personal trainer made that really clear to me when I wrote about ways he could get better. I was like, that's my bad, Bobby. But, you know, I was just like, no. Like, I was just nitpicking. It's my job. Anyway, the trust the team has in him, not just to continue to push to be great, all those things, but to not lord this over them, LeBron style, Like, you will sign the players I want you to sign. Because now, you got to remember, this is the guy that, what, a week, 2 weeks ago, had a I'm the captain now moment with Roger Goodell.
Yeah. Yes.
He stared down Roger Goodell, and Goodell blinked. He has more juice. Like, and this is kind of the modern sports era, right? There's more power to the players, that kind of stuff. So this was going to maybe happen naturally. Brady was never really a guy that was going to maybe seize that kind of thing. But you're seeing it now with Mahomes. The team is trusting him to not, like, every day be in Brett Veach's office, be like, oh, you gonna sign that guy, huh? I don't like that guy. What about this guy? And when I say to LeBron it, look, people can decide not to blame LeBron for some of the interesting free agent signings that the Cavs made. Yes, Josh, I occasionally pay attention to basketball.
Yeah, it's the one with the round orange ball. I wasn't sure if you knew that.
Yeah, yeah, the old round ball, as I like to call it. They're trusting him to not do that because he's going to have the juice to do it. This is his league now. This is his team now. Andy Reid was kind of like the primary presence in the locker room up until like the last year. It was more as kind of this is Patrick Mahomes' team now. And they're trusting him not to abuse that position. And I think that's pretty huge on both sides, the amount of trust they have in each other. I don't know. I'm going to use the word trust about 16 more times, I'm thinking.
So I'm going to ask you guys two questions that could be very quick no answers, but I don't think there's at least a chance that it's not. Did the Chiefs have any reason to not do this now? And I don't mean, because I'm pretty sure you already said the answer to that one is no, but could you create a reason that they should have waited beyond now?
The scenario that I can think of is you want to do it possibly closer to training camp, possibly closer as you get to the regular season, because you understand what other teams are going through. And I understand, you know, I made this point in previous episodes of like, okay, see what Dak wants and gets. Mm-hmm. See what, mm-hmm. you know, Deshaun Watson may earn. And then obviously go over and set that precedent. That way you just ensure the player that, yes, you are the highest paid player in the league, because like that is what you're required to do whenever you're negotiating a contract extension with a phenom quarterback in this league. Mm-hmm. Or you could just enter an entirely different galaxy of finances and just eclipse that level of thinking. So in short, no, but that would have been the scenario to hold off a little bit longer. Like it maybe, you know, I always thought it was going to be early to mid-August. You know, hopefully you see where everything goes with the coronavirus, the procedures, the protocols. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. You understand like where testing goes. But in short, if you knew this was the case at the combine, which I'm clear as day, knew this was the case at the mm-hmm. combine, then doing it, you know, sooner rather than later. I mean, it's like we always say to our young lads, if you know she's the one, dog, what you waiting on?
But your answer there though is maybe by weeks or months, and certainly not by a full year, which nope. I think is interesting. And I do want to circle back to maybe a reason. Maybe here's a little tease. Maybe a reason to do it before July 15th. We're gonna come back to that. But Seth, I'll ask you. Does the percentage of the cap thing make you at all nervous? You have the people say, you know, I think the number 13%, no one's ever won a Super Bowl with one player making up 13% of the cap. I think I'm not sure I have that exactly right.
Yeah, 13.1.
Okay, so does that make you at all nervous? And I'm not saying on a scale of 1 to 10, is it less than a 3? I'm saying, does it register on the scale for you?
No, absolutely not. Correlation, causation, etc. You're talking two extremely rare events, a Super Bowl win mm-hmm. and a contract that's above 13.1%, right? Yep. There are a lot of teams that don't have either of those things. And so you're talking about two rare events. It's not surprising that they wouldn't cross paths. So no worry whatsoever. Also, just on a side note, friend of the show, I assume he's a friend of the show. He's a colleague of yours at 810, Josh. Seren Petro just tweeted that ESPN's Adam Schefter just told him he does not expect Patrick Mahomes' new contract to be tied to the NFL's salary cap, which is different than what Schefter tweeted.
What?
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Either. I don't. here's
but,
the thing.
But like with everybody,
he's at NFL salary cap. There could be something with the Chiefs. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, the understanding that I have from multiple people is that you would not make such a deal if you didn't have that. You know, obviously what I just said earlier, like the guarantees of like where like the ceiling is, which is like tied to the cap. But like, I don't know. I mean, what you understand in all of this though, and this is what Seth is kind of alluding to, is that this negotiation is still kind of going on in real time, even as we're talking. So like, there's a number of back and forth. Maybe Clark's not like, wait, how much if it's tied to? Hold on, let's call him back. Like, I don't know. I don't know what is necessarily happening, but I know people have assumed this since it sort of. Once it got to, like, once 10 years came out, and I was like, oh. So, like, I think like everyone else just assumed, but hey, you know, I'm not privy to these phone calls just yet, but I think it would be tied to the cap, but who knows, you know.
I can't imagine how they convince him to sign one that's not that. Also, on a side note, J.J. Watt just tweeted, I'm reading Twitter, I'm a professional. J.J. Watt just tweeted at Deshaun Watson, you know that gif of Shaq? Where he's like all in anticipation, wiggling his shoulders and whatnot. Yes. So it's starting for the Bill or the Bills. It's starting for Bill.
They should be called the Bills, honestly.
They should be.
Having the Buffalo Texans would be very confusing, but
the Buffalo Texans. Yeah, that'd be tough. But yeah, it's just like you said, it's a fluid situation. Do you think there's no way that Mahomes' camp would leak that it's done prior to it being done to force Hunt and company to sign something, would you? Because they can't back out now.
It's insane.
You can't unring the bell. It's over. They have to sign him today.
I have no idea. I did see Mahomes did have a tweet as this was happening, and it was retweeting Bubba Wallace's statement,
yes.
So, but having nothing to do with any of his stuff, so I don't
know. He's probably working out right now, just like, you know, thinking to himself that you got to show up every single day and put in effort every single snap and everything else to make every single dollar. Probably not that last part, but
I also wanted to really quick before I moved on to something else. I wanted to answer the question that I asked you, Seth, because like I think there will be people that go, man, that is a lot of money for one person. What if Mahomes gets hurt? And I would like to quote this quote from former Colts offensive coordinator Tom Moore that I read now approximately once every day, I think. This is in a book called The Games That Changed the Game by Ron Jaworski. This contains a conversation between John Gruden and Tom Moore. Gruden asked Tom why he wasn't giving more snaps to Peyton's backups. Moore is a man of few words, but when he talks, those words have weight. He looked us both in the eye, he paused for a moment, and then said in that gravelly voice of his, quote, "Fellas, if 18 goes down, we're bleeped, and we don't practice bleeped." You can't not pay Patrick Mahomes because you're afraid about being bleeped and then practicing for bleeped. If Matt Moore comes in, or Chad Haney comes in, or Colin Kaepernick comes in, fight me. That's fine. It doesn't matter. At that point, you have to deal with what you have then. It could be Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson could be backing up Patrick Mahomes. And you can figure that out whenever that's happening. Having Patrick Mahomes on the field is the most important thing in the sport of football. And the Chiefs are the only team that is allowed to do that. That's
the
it.
The only team.
That's it.
It's literally illegal for other teams to play Patrick Mahomes. That's beautiful stuff. And I do like that. I mean, because they are tying the future of the franchise. They should.
Yep.
To Patrick Mahomes. Because the reality is, every year, you're going to have situations like, maybe you have a situation like you did in 2019 where they won the Super Bowl even though he got hurt. You're going to say, look, we can lose him for a quarter of the season, give or take. But he needs to be healthy in the playoffs or we're not Super Bowl contenders. And you got to live with that, right? Yeah. That's a way of life. And I can live with that. I need to see these terms. And I want so badly to find out what these quote-unquote negotiations were like. Because I've had negotiations, guys, where, like, you know, I've gotten a ruling back from a judge that was just so unbelievably in my favor that there was, like, the prosecution didn't have a case anymore. And the way you walk into their office, it's like, good morning. What Well, how you been? Been a pretty good day. Yeah. It's been a tough day. Yeah, lots of in custody. Must be the full moon. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. You check your email today? No? Why don't you check that out? And then you just, oh, it's great. You flop your feet on their desk and say, so I think we're going to be dismissing this, right? Right? That's what we're doing. That's the only reason we're here. That I just imagine Lee walking in there and being like, guys, come on. Come on. I see him channeling his inner Nate Taylor going, fellas. Fellas. And that would have been so much fun to watch. Can you imagine Lee's associates saying, well, how are you going to negotiate this? It's like, I might show them a picture of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so, all right, let's just have a little thought exercise. If it's not tied to the cap, right? If it is for at least minimum, I don't know, $440 million. Like, I'm just throwing it out here. If you do that over a 10-year period, yes, clearly he would still be the highest paid player. The problem with that is, I think for the Chiefs, less for the player himself, is that you would have more fluctuation from year to year based on whatever happens with the salary cap, which does not give you the best chance to, you know, either retain young core players that you like or want to extend without using the franchise tag, or it gives you a little bit of a complication where you would have to come back to that player, you know, 6 years into the deal and say, pretty please, like, can we restructure this back down? Like, pretty please? Whereas, like, if you do tie it to the cap, you would have less inclination to do that because you'd always know where that money is sort of allocated. It's like you would have a nice structured budget. So if that's the case and it's not tied to the cap, Mahomes' situation will still be favorable to him because the team will have to come back to him however much into the deal to basically say, can we add more years to this and push that back further like we do every other quarterback who's great? So, like, he's not losing in any case. It's just, I think for the team long term, it may be more beneficial, like I said earlier, to set the precedent, knowing you're setting the precedent with the best possible player available versus doing what is conventional, which is, hold up, hand me no sheets? What? Huh? We ain't got... Oh, okay, get Pat on the phone and see if we can, like, make something else so that we can have a certain player that we have not named yet who may have his own situation that we got to handle in the same offseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, one other thing while we are just sort of, because there's some things we don't know, I will now ask the thing I teased moments earlier. We'd had conversations about Chris Jones, and we had done it recently, and there had been a pretext, among other, you know, parts of the actual text, there had been a pretext of, man, they got to get Mahomes done before they figure out exactly what they're going to do here. At the very least, that excuse is now gone, and the Chiefs do at least know, I imagine, assuming that it wasn't some diabolical leaking ahead of time, the Chiefs know what Mahomes' share is going to be for at least as long as Chris Jones' contract would go.
Yep.
Again,
yep.
Could it get restructured after five? Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Chris Jones' deal wouldn't, though. Nate, what is the chance, what is the impact, I should say? What is the impact that you think this has on Chris Jones? Does it move anything a little? Does it move some things a lot? Does it move nothing at all?
It moves a lot, honestly. And I know when we last spoke, I gave a pretty grim, you know, sort of case of the, you know, appearance of the situation. Look, this is now, like, we've hit turbo. We've hit the turbo button. Like, I was under, you know, no real belief that Mahomes' deal was going to get done, I don't know, 9 days before the franchise tag deadline.
Yeah.
And this goes back to what I asked Brett Veach in February. I said, Brett, if you could do it this way, if you know exactly what it takes to guarantee you keeping your quarterback for the long term, that would give you, in essence, the exact dollar figure as to how to negotiate with Chris Jones. And I always asked him, is it better to do it this way, or is it better to do it the more conventional way, as you go through the franchise deadline and then get to the quarterback as you obviously ramp up in training camp? Brett Veach has basically given us his answer. And because of how much, you know, in the next several hours, again, thank you for listening to us ramble in real time, folks. As we now know what it really is for Patrick Mahomes in 20, 21, 22, and 23 over the next 4 years, because again, if you're not a quarterback, every NFL contract's about 3 to 4 years in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know the numbers exactly, you have essentially 8 days to have real conversations with Chris Jones to where both of you can sort of stick your neck out, can sort of show, you know, your egos a little bit, and then you could hopefully, if you're a Chiefs fan, get to the point of understanding, can we do 19.5? Can we do 20? How much guaranteed money do you want over the life of a 4 to 5 year deal? That's really only 3 to 4. And are we okay giving Chris Jones, and this is what we talked about last week, the same level of respect and trust that we've given to Travis Kelce, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, Tyreek Hill? Can we put him in that next echelon of, not superstar, because that's only one Patrick Mahomes, but can we give him full-on certification into star status? And whether Chris Jones wants to make that happen. Again, Patrick Mahomes will probably get on the phone with Chris Jones, I imagine, between now and July 15th. That will have a huge impact as to how the deadline will be handled. because what Patrick can now say to Chris is, look, man, I've thought about you this whole offseason. I've made it a point since the day after the Super Bowl that we were going to run it back. I got Sammy here. I'm trying to get you to come back. We know who the core guys are, the 10 to 12 guys that you got to have. I want to have you. I want to get another championship. Like, there's a script for Patrick Mahomes to say that is both accurate and persuasive to Chris Jones. And it's a matter of, can Chris Jones listen to that? And does Chris Jones feel like he has a position now to get long-term generational wealth, like we spoke about before, or will he be hard and true to the idea that it has to be 20.5, 21 per year, and he won't budge if the Chiefs can't give him that in a 3 to 4 year deal?
Seth, do you feel any hope? Do you feel the glimmer? Is the candle holding on right now?
Let me just put up a PSA to Chiefs fans on Twitter. For the love of God, stop harassing Chris Jones.
Man, is that about yourself? Is that honest? Are you talking to yourself? Well,
yeah,
here,
me too. I do talk to myself. But no, there's someone just like, you know, Chris Jones, why did you like this tweet, you dummy? And it's like, shut up. Look, if you listen, whoever this person is, stop it. Stop it. I'm sorry I said shut up to you, but seriously, someone had to. For the good of, let's say, the world. But anyway, with regards to Chris Jones, obviously having a sure amount in mind, because now they can look at the money, you know, like kind of what Nate said, you can look at the money, you can make a plan, make a budget and say, okay, this is what we can afford. And now you can have Patrick Mahomes calling, right? And the Patrick Mahomes calling him is, FYI, going to officially be part of everything, right? Free agent stuff, coach stuff, all this stuff. It's going to be like, hey, Pat, remember that time we gave you $500 million?
Mm-hmm.
Think you can make a phone call for us, buddy? I think from everything I've ever heard, you know, Jones is well liked by Mahomes and everyone else in that locker room. I'm sure they want him back. Now is where you make a call, be like, look, dude, this might sound a little odd coming from me, considering all you've seen the news, but maybe we need you back too. And I don't know. We'll see. Maybe now they can deal with real money, right? The actual, this is what we can afford.
Yep.
So I still have hope. I'm not going to panic until there's about 3 days left. And even then, honestly, until the actual deadline comes and goes,
mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to panic. And then I guess we'll see whether or not Jones wants to, you know, roll the dice a little bit or what. So hopefully they get something done. I got to tell you, this is the best day I've had in a while, at least in terms of like sports coverage and that kind of stuff. And it felt good to open Twitter and see good news.
Yeah. This was Brett Veach's comments to reporters in late April after the draft was concluded. Quote, now that the draft is behind us, we have a window now that we can kind of reset as an organization. This is him speaking both in terms of Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones. Quote, we have a lot of time, and this will be the focus of where we are to make sure that we get these guys locked up. Now, he said guys, meaning both. Quote, again, you can never put a definite answer on anything, but we're certainly hopeful, we're confident, and we're going to put a lot of work in from now until the start of camp. Essentially, now it's, you know, it's from now until the start of July 15th in order to get an extension done with Chris Jones. So if you're looking at the score sheet for Brett Veach, he's put together a collection of players that really enjoy working together, have great chemistry, have paired very nicely with your head coach, and you've won a Super Bowl. Now you've just ensured that the greatest quarterback of his generation is going to be tied with you for at least the next 12 years. He's already at an A grade, okay? Like, I just want you people to be clear on this. Like, Brett Veach has already gotten an A for the 2020 offseason, and I'm not even sure if that depends upon Clyde Edwards-Helaire or whether or not Willie Gay Jr. sort of pan out. Like, however you want to assess this is an A. The plus, the A plus, the extra credit is Chris Jones. And so they've made it a point to lock up Chris Jones. We're going to see how proactive they are in that. As Seth mentioned last week, you know, the Chiefs said, hey, we don't know how much money's going to be around because of this whole COVID thing. And, you know, Chris Jones was like, hey, I need my, like, $20 million minimum to stick around. I'm just going to let you guys in on a little secret. Go to overthecap.com. You can get Chris Jones for $20 million this season, next season, and probably the year after, now that you know exactly how much money you have. There is no... So if a deal doesn't get done, it's not because it wasn't physically structured available without, like, cutting somebody. Obviously, you could cut anybody who's not in that star category and create more cap space. Yes. But because of Mahomes' deal sort of floating around, there was always that situation of, like, man, either you're going to be really close, like neck up to it, or it's just not going to be structurally possible in the moving years. It's possible now because Mahomes' deal doesn't kick in until after the five-year rookie scale, whatever. And so now you know exactly what you have, and with the hope of the cap either staying where it is or rising, you know, slightly, depending on however this season goes. It's physically possible to get Chris Jones under $20 million. Like, I could kind of maneuver around on the website, but based on everything I'm understanding, this gives them the availability for them to meet Chris in the middle, wherever that is, from a contract situation. And from Chris Jones's standpoint, it's like you took care of your business, you did everything right that an NFL organization can do in light of everything that's going on. I am the last real checklist. I'm the last thing on the checklist. So, like, it's not because you couldn't do it. It's either you want to do it or you're not going to want to do it. And so that's where we are, which is why I say it's significant. But there's a way for Chris to get $20 million now and to know exactly who's going to be on the team for the next 3 to 4 years at least if you put his deal with the rest of, you know, the star guys that I mentioned.
That sound you heard Seth make was his soul re-entering his body that left last podcast episode. That was a little kind of noise you heard. Seth is a real boy once again. All right, well, I'm sure that as soon as we all hit stop, the details will be out publicly. I kind of hoped that we would get a number live, and we aren't going to. But there we go. We did it. Patrick Mahomes did it. The Chiefs did it. Chris Jones might do it. I hope we have another emergency pod soon. Otherwise, if you are excited to read whatever it is that Nate Taylor is going to be writing, go to theathletic.com/timesars for 40% off your first year. You can follow us on Twitter as well, @byNateTaylor, @RealMN, ChiefsFan, @JBBriscoe. We will all be doing a good amount of work on this topic over the next couple days, I can promise. All right, is that it, everybody? Did we do it? Are we done?
All I'm saying is, y'all, Clark Hunt woke up today and was like, you know what? It's time to do this right. Because let me tell you, folks, there have been two long-term quarterbacks in Chiefs franchise history. One is named Lynn Dawson. You know everything it is about Lynn Dawson. Super Bowl IV MVP. The other man that played for almost a decade in Kansas City, his name is Bill Kennedy. And, yeah, his name's Bill Kennedy. One-time Pro Bowler in a 6-10 season. And darn it, we can't have that happen again. Get me on the phone with Patrick Mahomes' representatives. And let's assure that this never happens again.